Man. Blog Talk Radio.
Don't get me looking. We try to keep a pulse on one another. And we try to be cognizant of everything going on universally. And by virtue of wisdom and understanding, we find that in Mashal. Oh, I forget. Some of you call it Proverbs. That's not the actual name for Proverbs. It's Mashal. And we study that also. As a matter of fact, truth be told, we study every day, every component. Because each part of the story means something significant for our lives, universally speaking. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. And keeping a pulse on us and on this universe that we are part of. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. My name is Yom Suf Arif. I, along with Katriel of New York City, Sister Avia of New York City, and Nisanya, my wife, of Memphis, Tennessee. So, and many more of you students out there that elect to come and study with us. You know, we're not into seeking personal accolades. We do this because we're duty-bound and morally obligated to do no less in this regard. When you know, you tell, you share. And it's not incumbent upon Katria and Sister Avia and Nisanya and me. It's incumbent upon each of us to be responsible. Once you know something, share something. It's just that simple. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Again, welcome to the study show for tonight. In this show, we'll be studying in Mashal, Proverbs, the last segment of the study. First segment of the study, Yehoshua. No, some of you call it Joshua. That's not his name. We didn't use J letters. We didn't use the letter J, Yahshua. And that will be in chapter 22. The Eastern tribe will be returning home after the battles, going back to their families. And then we run into a misunderstanding. And see, look how they responded to the misunderstanding. The 12 tribes against the 3. You know, they thought the 10 tribes against the 3 thought that they were trying to shake up everything, trying to do like Archon. You know, the brother got his whole family killed. Because, you know, a personal iniquity can cause a whole lot of folks to get killed. And so they knew this by firsthand experience. And they didn't want no part of it. They thought that they had built an altar out there. They said, what the hell? Get battle ready. And so they sent emissaries out there to check out what was going on and investigate the situation. And come to find out it was total misunderstanding. The 10 tribes were simply saying, well, look here, you know, we're going to be over here. Y'all going to be over here. And we don't want y'all to forget about us because we don't want to be forgot about. We want to be part of the nation. And the time may come back. Y'all may forget us, 2.5 tribes over here. But this replica altar is just representation of our trust in Yah. It's a slight misunderstanding. But you know how we go all half-cocked. Yeah, you know, we like to drive by and shooting folks' houses and whatnot. I'm so glad it wasn't us. Because, at that time, they didn't have any bullets and gunpowder. So they would have had some ride a donkey by and throw arrows at the folks. So I'm glad that, and I'm happy that our ancients had a sense of communication rules the nation. I'm glad they had that sense of communication. And they talked things out before it could have got worse. And that's the art of communication. Communication rules a nation, and we said that often. It rules a family. It rules a business. As a matter of fact, communication rules every dynamic of your life. And essentially, in this case, they communicated. They didn't go off half-cocked. Oh, they were ready to fight. Now, don't get it twisted. If the investigation process would have brought about something quite different, I'm pretty sure the outcome would have been different. But they listened. They didn't just go off all half-cocked. They were ready now. Don't get it twisted. But they chose to hear them out first. And we have to be ready to hear each other out instead of so quick to jump the gun and get everything twisted. So, but without further ado, let me bring my brother and friend on who would hosting the next segment of these studies, Brother Cottrell of New York City. Yes, he loves the Most High with all his heart, mind, soul, and strength, and his brothers and sisters as himself. And if it's good enough for Yah, it's certainly good enough for me. Brother Cottrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Bless Yah, my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Brother Yamsu Fari, Sister Abiyah, Sister Nisanya.
Shalom.
How y'all doing? Shalom.
She said shalom, brother.
Shalom, shalom.
Yeah, she had to come back. You know, she normally do her studies in the back where she's got her little radio or speaker piped in, and so she came up here to find out the locale. I was like, and she heard you, and she said, shalom, Katria.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Good to be back. Good to hear your voices.
Good to be back, brother. And it's good to be back, brother, and it's good to hear your voice.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. Well, big brother, you ready?
Yes, sir. Ready, willing, and able.
Okay. That's the way to be, brother. Chapter 22, Yehoshua. Eastern tribes returned to their land back home after the war. Then Yehoshua called the Reubenites and the Gadites and half tribe of Manasseh. And he said to them, you have kept all that Moses, the servant of Yah, commanded you and have obeyed my voice in all that I commanded you. You have not left your brother these many days up to this day, but have kept the charge of the commandment of Yah, your Elohim. And now Yah, your Elohim, has given rest to your brethren. They got theirs, as he promised them. Now therefore return, go to your tents and to the land of your possession, which Moses, the servant of Yah, gave you on the other side of the Jordan. And he gives them heed. But he says, take careful heed to do the commandment of the law, which Moses, the servant of Yah, commanded you. And here's what it is. To love Yah, your Elohim, you got to not only walk in him, you got to love him. Walk in all his ways to keep his commandments, to hold fast to him and serve him with all your heart, with all your soul. So Yehoshua blessed them and sent them away, and they went to their tents. They went home across the Jordan to their families. Now the half-tribe of Manasseh, Moses had given a possession in Bashan to the other half-tribe of Yehoshua. Yehoshua gained a possession among the brethren on this side of the Jordan, westward. Indeed, when Yehoshua sent them away to their tents, he blessed them. He spoke to them, saying, return with much riches. Oh, happy days, God, Jill. We return home with much riches. Much riches to your tents, with very much livestock, with silver, with gold, with bronze, with iron, and with very much clothing. And he says, share. You have to learn to share. Divide the spoil of your enemies with your brother. You must learn to share. We don't know how to share, God, Jill. For the children of Reuben, the children of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, returned and departed from the children of Israel at Shiloh, which is in the land of Canaan, to go to the country of Gilead, to the land of their possession, which they had obtained according to the word of Yah by the hand of Moses. Here's where the incident took place. An altar was really a replica. The altar, but they should have discussed that with their brethren too, so they wouldn't come across this misunderstanding. When it came to the region of the Jordan, which is in the land of Canaan, the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh built an altar, a replica there, by the Jordan, a great impressive altar. Now the children of the land of Israel heard someone say, behold, the children of Reuben, the children of Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh have built an altar, misunderstanding, on the frontier of the land of Canaan, in the region of the Jordan, on our side, on Israel's side. And when the children of Israel heard it, the whole congregation, but it was just a memorial for them to be reminded, we family. The whole congregation of the children of Israel gathered together at Shiloh to go to war against them. Then the children of Israel, they sent an envoy, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the high priest, well, soon to be the next high priest, to the children of Reuben, to the children of Gad, and to the half-tribe of Manasseh, and to the land of Gilead. And with him, 10 rulers, a representative of each tribe. One ruler each from the chief of every tribe of Israel. Each one was the head of the house of his father among the division of Israel. Then they came to the children of Reuben, to the children of Gad, and to the half-tribe of Manasseh, to the land of Gilead. And they spoke with them. They didn't go in a cussing, fussing, and fighting. They spoke with them, saying, thus says the whole congregation of Yah, what treachery is this that you have committed against Yah of Israel, to turn away assumptions, to turn away this day from falling Yah, and that you have built for yourself an altar, that you might rebel this day against Yah. They question, is this reason why you built? Because you want to rebel against Yah? It's the iniquity, and they bring up this situation about Achon. And they said, is the iniquity of Peor enough for us? We've been through this already, from which we are not cleansed to this day as a result of this. Although there was a plague in the congregation of Yah, but that you must turn away this day from falling Yah? Question mark. And it should be. If you rebel today against Yah, there's going to be some consequences and repercussions, so to speak, that tomorrow he will be angry with the whole country, because we all in this together. And see, if you do something, it's going to have a domino effect on us. You just can't do what you want to do, okay? It's going to have an effect on all of us. Nevertheless, if the land of your possession is unclean, then cross over to the land of the possession of Yah. Well, Yah, you come on over here then. And if it's unclean over there, you need to come on back here. Well, Yah's tabernacle stands. And take possession among us. Get you some nutter. If it's so dirty over there and got y'all grieving, got y'all all discombobulated, and y'all which way loose turn out, y'all need to come on back with us. But do not rebel against Yah, nor rebel against us by building yourselves an altar beside the altar of Yah, I, Elo, and don't do that. You can't build no second place anything. And it brings this to mind to them. And they said, did not Achon, the son of Zerah, commit a trespass in the accursed thing, and wrath fell on all of us, all the congregation of Israel? It didn't just affect Achon, it affected us too. And that man did perish. Hold on. That man did not perish alone in his iniquity. Sometimes that's an iniquity, as I suspect in the case of Donald J. Trump. There's some iniquity that has consequences and repercussions, not only on the person, but on other people too. Just in the case of Archon, he said, and they trying to refresh their memory. But there was no need for that, because that was not the intent of Reuben and Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh. And you will find out why. Then the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh answered. He gave him a chance to answer. And said to the heads of the division of Israel, Yah Elohim of gods, Yah Elohim of gods, all gods, even Jesus, he knows, and let Israel itself know. If it is in rebellion or in treachery against Yah, did not save us this day. But okay, if that's the case, what you're saying, that we're in rebellion, we're in treachery, against Yah, go and wipe us out. Do not save us this day. And we have built ourselves an altar, a representative, to turn from falling Yah, or to offer on it burnt, which we ain't had none of that. This is just a memorial, or a grain offering. Or it is an offering, peace offer on it. Let Yah himself require an account. We want Yah to bring us up on account. But that's not our intent. And let us explain this to you, what this is all about. But in fact, we have done it for fear, for a reason, saying, in time to come, time past, your descendants may speak to our descendants, saying, because we on the other side of the Jordan, what have you to do with Yah Elohim? Who are y'all, so to speak? Yah has made the Jordan a border between you and us. There's a border. Y'all may misunderstand. Y'all may forget us, and vice versa. So your descendants would make our descendants cease fearing. Y'all say, man, y'all not Hebrew Israelites over there. I don't know what y'all call y'all self doing with that altar, that represented altar. Okay? So we want y'all to stop doing what y'all doing. But see, that's not the reason why we built this memorial. And let us explain it to you. Therefore, we said, let us now prepare to build ourselves an altar. And it's not for burnt offering. To build ourselves an altar, not for burnt offering, nor for sacrifice. But that it may be a witness between you and us. because we want to stay together. And our generation after, we don't want y'all to forget. We don't want to forget that we may perform the service of Yah before him with our burnt offering, with our sacrifice, with our peace offerings, that your descendants may not say to our descendants, when we come to do this in time to come, we come to wherever y'all set up that temple, and we come, we don't want no trouble. We don't want y'all to forget us. We don't want to be forgotten by y'all. And you have no part, and y'all tell, hey, you, well, who are y'all? You ain't got nothing to do with it. We don't know y'all. That's why we built it. Therefore, we said, it will be when they said to us, or to our generations in time to come, that we may say, here is the replica of the altar of Yah, which our fathers made, though not there's not for burnt offerings, not for sacrifices, but it is a witness between you and us. We are all in this together. Far be it from us that we should rebel against Yah and turn from following Yah this day to build an altar for burnt offerings, for grain offerings, or for sacrifices. Oh, no, that ain't what this is all about. Besides the altar of Yah, I-L-M, which is before his tabernacle. We know where it's supposed to be. We know where all this stuff supposed to be done. Far be it from us. No, y'all got the game twisted. Now, with Phinehas, the next high priest to be, the son of Eleazar, the high priest, the ruler of the congregation, the heads of the division of Israel, who were with him, heard the explanation, the words that the children of Reuben, the children of Gad, and the children of Manasseh spoke it. It pleased them. Oh, man, we still on the same team. I know they feel good. We still on the same team. We got the game twisted. The children of Gad and the children of Manasseh. This day we perceive that Yah is among us because you have not committed treachery against Yah. And we on the team. Now you have delivered the children of Israel. You ain't bringing no smoke on us from Yah, out of the hand of Yah. And Phinehas, the next high priest to be, the son of Eleazar, the priest and the rulers returned from the children of Reuben, the children of Gad, from the land of Gilead to the land of Canaan, to the children of Israel, and brought back word to them. So the thing pleased the children of Israel, so it should have. We are all in this together. And the children of Israel bless Yah. Thank you, Yah. Bless your holy name for keeping our brother's mind right. Because we were about to get down with the get down. They spoke no more of going against them. See, we don't know how to let a thing be. See, once you get your answer, that's all of us. We don't know how to. You know how you sing this song without a little boy? I ain't never had enough of nothing yet. My daddy told me, you better not sing that song no more. And I belted out another note. Well, daddy gave me enough of something that day. So we need to learn how to leave stuff alone once it's settled. We'll go over and over the redundancy of it all, just raking up coals. They got the answer they needed. They got the answer they wanted, and they were happy with it, and they didn't bother about the matter anymore. And the children of Israel, bless y'all. They spoke no more going against them in battle to destroy the land which the children of Reuben, Gad, and Gad dwelt. The children of Reuben and the children of Gad called the altar, the replica, a witness. For it is a witness between us, we are all in this together, that Yah is Elohim. We are all on the same team forever, and ever. Well, which they should have been. Unfortunately, that changed down the road, and we'll study that too. Praise Yah and bless his holy name, Katria. Bless you, Yah, and bless this nation. Get us back together. Katria, you have the mic.
All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Just another lesson in our history on how we're supposed to look out for each other.
Exactly.
Iron sharpens iron, so a brother sharpens the countenance of his friend. And we see that in action here. Other tribes didn't want Reuben, Gad, and Manasseh to be wandering off by creating their own religion.
Exactly.
They might have thought that they were doing by creating that altar. But what
right.
that altar represented was the fact that these three tribes, Reuben, Gad, and Manasseh, had kept their word.
Exactly.
And promising to help their brothers attain the land, their inheritance, after they had acquired theirs. So
right.
this memorial was to show that they had fulfilled their word and completed the job.
Right.
And it's a beautiful thing when we keep our word and look out for one another and help build each other up. So basically that's what that memorial represented. They had done their job. They were going back to the land that they had left behind. And they wanted a memorial to commemorate what they had done.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. And we're all in it together. United we stand, divided we fall. Praise Yah. And Katya, you said something, a powerful sentence when you said to the effect, we don't want to be tearing down one another. That ain't the job we own. We're supposed to be building one another up. Praise Yah. Thank you, brother.
All praises.
All praises. Well, fellow students, if you would turn with us to chapter 28 of Mashal, no, y'all call it Proverbs, chapter 28, Cottrell will proceed in his last segment of study.
Praise Yah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, honor, glory, and praise to the Holy One of Yisrael, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And even for our great King, King Solomon, for the wisdom that he's imparted unto us. Mashal 28 says, the wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. Yeah, when you're doing the right thing, you ain't got nothing to fear. It's like
mm-hmm.
the chapter we read. Reuben, Gad, and Manasseh, they were bold as lions. They had nothing to fear. When a land transgresses, it has many rulers. But with a man of understanding and knowledge, its stability will long continue. And you know you got a lot of rulers in America, and they all confused.
Exactly.
A poor man who oppresses the poor, a poor man who oppresses the poor, is a beating rain that leaves no food. I guess you could figure that out. Poor
yeah,
versus the poor.
Exactly.
Yeah. Nothing good comes out of that.
No.
Those who forsake the law praise the wicked, but those who keep the law strive against them. That's pretty simple.
Yeah.
Evil men do not understand justice, but those who seek Yah understand it completely. Amen to that.
Amen.
Better is a poor man who walks in his integrity than a rich man who is crooked in his ways. Who would you rather be, Donald Trump or somebody from the hood?
I'd rather be like ours.
No doubt.
Mm-hmm.
One who keeps the law is a son with understanding, but a companion of gluttons shames his father. And he can't be greedy. You got to control yourself. Whoever multiplies his wealth by interest and profit gathers it from him who is generous to the poor. If one turns away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer is an abomination. Yeah, so people don't want to hear the word of Yah except when they get in trouble. Then they want to cry out, oh, God, help me. Yah said, nah. You ain't been studying, you ain't been seeking me, and now you want to pray to me while you're in the midst of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever misleads the upright into an evil way will fall into his own pit, but the blameless will have a goodly inheritance. And that's what we're striving for, to receive a goodly inheritance, because we're blameless. We're not doing evil. We're not doing wickedness. We're not doing violence. We're not oppressing. A rich man is wise in his own eyes, but a poor man who has understanding will find him out. That's pretty much self-explanatory. Just because you're rich don't make you wise.
No.
When the righteous triumph, there's great joy. There's great glory. But when the wicked rise, people hide themselves. Yes. Whoever conceals his transgressions will not prosper. But he who confesses and forsakes them will obtain mercy. And that one sentence tells us everything about King David. He didn't mm-hmm. hide his transgressions. He confessed them, and he forsook them. Yes, that's the cycle. If you transgress, you got to confess to the Most High, and you can't go back to the thing that you're confessing, because you're confessing in order to get better. Blessed is the one who fears Yah always, but whoever hardens his heart will fall into calamity. Oh, yeah. Can't harden your heart against the word of Yah. Like a roaring lion or a charging bear is a wicked ruler over the people, over poor people. And we know that for sure because we've had lions and roaring bears ruling over us. The ruler who lacks understanding is a cruel oppressor. And we can testify to that. But he who hates unjust gain will prolong his days. And we haven't seen many people who hate unjust gain, who deal fairly in everything that they do. If one is burdened with the blood of another, he will be a fugitive until death. Let no one help him. If you murder somebody, that blood is going to follow you until you die.
Stop letting your children, your grandchildren, your friends hide in your attic and under your front porch, okay? If they didn't shed blood, they bring it right to your door. Just that simple.
Mm-hmm. Whoever walks in integrity will be delivered. Yeah, you got to be righteous. You got to walk the righteous path. But he who is crooked in his ways will suddenly fall. That's simple enough. You could fool some of the people some of the time, but you can never fool the Most High at all. If your ways are crooked, you're going to fall. Whoever works his land will have plenty of bread, but he who follows worthless pursuits will have plenty of poverty. Is that why people are so impoverished? Because we follow after worthless pursuits?
Worthless
things that have no meaning.
Things that don't matter, don't mean nothing.
But a faithful man will abound with blessings. You got to be faithful to the Most High. But whoever hastens to be rich will not go unpunished. And that's most of the people in America. They're trying to hurry up and get rich. Get rich quick. To show partiality is not good. But for a piece of bread, a man will do wrong. How true is that? A stingy man hastens after wealth and does not know that poverty will come upon him. Whoever rebukes a man will afterwards find more favor than he who flatters with his tongue. So you got to correct people. You got to tell people the truth, which is what we try to do here on the Real Talk of Real People show. We ain't here to flatter you. We're here to tell you the truth so that we can all be blessed. Whoever robs his father or his mother and says that is no transgression, is a companion to a man who destroys. And I know I used to raid my mother's little change jar, and I had to confess that I used to raid my mother's change jar. But don't rob your mother or your father to your own detriment. There's people out there that will rob their mother and father. Think about that. A greedy man stirs up strife, but one who trusts in Yah will be enriched. And that's what we're looking for. What does trust in the Most High bring us? Whoever trusts in his own mind is a fool. But he who walks in wisdom will be delivered. With all our heart, with all our soul, with all our might, we are trying to gain that wisdom that we need to be delivered. Whoever gives to the poor will not want. I'm going to read that again. Whoever gives to the poor will not want. But he who hides his eyes will get many a curse. So Yahweh is watching you. When poor people ask you for help, you should help them. And if you help them, you will never be in a bad position. But if you do, Most High is watching you. When the wicked rise, people hide themselves. I guess that's what's going to happen if Donald Trump wins the second election. People will be hiding. But when they perish, the righteous increase. And we pray, y'all, that the righteous will increase in the earth, because there's so many wicked people that we live amongst now. But it's going to happen. Y'all's going to bring that judgment. And we just got to stay focused on doing what's right and pleasing in the Most High, God's sight. So once again, we give thanks and praise to the Most High for our King, King Solomon, and the wisdom that he's imparted upon us. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. Thank you, big brother. That was very informative and straight to the point. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Now it's up to you, fellow students, to take what was presented in these studies, to meditate on them, to apply them, and bless y'all for them. Cartrell, any closing remarks or comments or shalom, good night or goodbyes?
Let's pray that the Most High gives us the strength to take hold of these words of wisdom so we can apply these things to ourselves to build up our spiritual strength, especially in the times that we live in now.
Exactly.
We give thanks for even insight and the vision of where we should be, where we're supposed to be. Hopefully we'll get there. All praise.
All praise. Thank you, big brother. And just like my big brother said, I concur. Bless y'all, and may he bless you. Shalom, and good night.
Defense. For my action, there will be consequences.